The life of Napoleon Bonaparte began far from the grand salons of Paris and the battlefields that would later make him famous. His origin lies on a rugged and proud island, marked by poverty, political violence, and an identity difficult to subdue. Corsica, in the last third of the 18th century, was neither a place of calm nor of easy integration. Rather, it was a disputed land, recently absorbed by France, whose inhabitants did not yet fully recognize themselves as French. It was in this environment that Napoleon was born, and this environment left a deep mark on his character. Napoleon came into the world on August 15, 1769, in Ajaccio, barely a year after the island had definitively passed under French rule. His birth coincided with a period of forced transition, both for the island and for his family. The Bonapartes belonged to the minor local nobility, of limited means but proud of their lineage. They were not peasants, yet neither were they part of a wealthy elite. They lived in an ambiguous social band, high enough to aspire to privileges, but too fragile to feel secure. From his earliest years, Napoleon grew up surrounded by tales of resistance, defeat, and collective humiliation. Corsica had fought for decades for its independence from Genoa and, later, from France. The figure of Pasquale Paoli, leader of the Corsican independence movement, was revered in many households, including that of the Bonapartes. Although Napoleon's father would eventually collaborate with the new French regime, this allegiance was more pragmatic than sentimental. Within the family atmosphere persisted the feeling that the island had been conquered, not integrated. Napoleon's childhood was marked by this contradiction. On one hand, he was educated to take advantage of the opportunities offered by the French state. On the other, he absorbed a narrative of wounded local pride, frustrated resistance, and distrust of central power. This tension between adaptation and resentment would be a constant in his adult life. His father, Carlo Bonaparte, was a decisive figure in this early stage. A trained lawyer, ambitious and flexible, he quickly understood that his family's future depended on accepting the new political reality. He knew how to approach the French administration and obtain certain benefits, including scholarships for his children to study on the mainland. He was neither a revolutionary nor an idealist. He was, above all, a practical man seeking social advancement in an adverse context. This attitude profoundly influenced Napoleon, though it also planted in him an early awareness of the fragility of loyalties. His mother, Letizia Ramolino, exerted a different but equally profound influence. An austere, severe, and deeply religious woman, she had experienced war violence firsthand. During her pregnancy, she fled through the mountains to escape armed clashes. From her, Napoleon inherited remarkable physical resilience and an uncommon capacity to endure adversity. Letizia was not an indulgent mother, she demanded discipline and self-control. In a household with many children and limited resources, affection was expressed more through duty than tenderness. Napoleon was not a particularly sociable child. Accounts consistently describe him as reserved, focused, and prone to introspection. He preferred reading and studying to group games, and showed an early inclination toward history, especially stories of ancient heroes. The figures of Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar held a prominent place in his youthful imagination. He admired them not only for their conquests but for their ability to impose order and leave a lasting mark. Language was another factor contributing to his sense of isolation. In Corsica, Italian and local dialects were spoken mainly. French was the language of power, administration, and the future, but it was not Napoleon's mother tongue. When he was sent to study in mainland France, this language barrier became a significant social obstacle. His accent, his way of expressing himself, and his island origin made him an object of ridicule among his peers.